Unit 10, Visual Design. What is visual design? Visual design aims to shape and improve the user experience through considering the effects of illustrations, photography, typography, space, layouts, and color on the usability of products and on their aesthetic appeal. To help designers achieve this, visual design considers a variety of principles, including unity, gestalt properties, space, hierarchy, balance, contrast, scale, dominance, and similarity. Visual design as a field has grown out of both user interface, UI, design, and graphic design. It focuses on the aesthetics of a product and its related materials by strategically implementing images, colors, fonts, and other elements. A successful visual design ensures that content remains central to the page or function, and enhances it by engaging users and helping to build their trust and interest in the product, and consequently, the brand. Visual design houses a wealth of issues for designers to bear in mind, ranging from the differences in cultural interpretations of the color red, to proper use of white space, to universal taboos, such as the setting of red elements against blue backgrounds. It draws on a rich and lengthy history of the production of aesthetically pleasing, successful work. By considering how they can form and arrange visual elements to address the principles of good visual designs, designers can shape the user experience in order to elicit user responses and behaviors that suit the use and purpose of the product. Inconspicuous, small details of a product's aesthetics can thus play a significant role in the design of the user experience. Fundamental principles for good visual design. Unity. Good visual design suggests a certain shared set of characteristics between everything shown on a page. This shouldn't come at the expense of variety. Too much similarity implies monotony. But it should be clear for a design that there is a conceptual link between everything that is displayed. Gestalt. The gestalt is the understanding that when we see a design, we tend to perceive the overall design as opposed to breaking it down into its constituent elements. Space. The use of space is vital to delivering a design that doesn't overwhelm users. There are whole books to be written about the use of white space, the space we don't put anything in. And then there's spacing between elements, between characters, etc. to consider too. Hierarchy. It's often the visual designer's job to show the importance of different elements of the product/site by demonstrating this through visual hierarchies. The size of font used or the color scheme, and of course where things are actually positioned on page too. Balance. The visual designer wants to create the impression that things are equally distributed. That doesn't mean that they have to be symmetrical, but they should feel balanced. Contrast. The use of emphasis, sizes, directions, etc. can be used to make certain elements stand out and catch the user's eye. Scaling. The use of scales in the visual aspects of design can catch a user's attention and help signify the relationships between different elements of a site or application. Dominance. Sometimes you want a user's attention to be focused on a single item or single area before it wanders elsewhere. A graphic designer can manipulate colors, positions, sizes, etc. to achieve dominance for a single element and make it easier to anticipate how a user will respond in a given situation. Similarity. A graphic designer also adds the touches that make different areas of the same site or product similar enough to be readily identifiable as part of the same whole whilst carrying out different tasks. What is a visual hierarchy? Visual hierarchy is the order in which a user processes information on a page. It's functioned to allow users to understand information easily. By assigning different visual characteristics to sections of information, e.g. larger fonts for headings, a designer can influence what users will perceive as being further up in the hierarchy. The visual characteristics that a designer can use to influence users' perception of the information are: size. The larger the element, the more attention it will attract. Color. Bright colors are more likely to draw attention over muted ones. Contrast. Dramatically contrasted colors will catch the eye easily. Alignment. an element that breaks away from the alignment of others will attract more attention. Repetition. Repeating styles can give the impression that content is related. Proximity. Closely placed elements will also appear related. White space. More space around elements will attract the eye toward them. Texture and style. Richer textures will attract more attention than flat ones. When information design does not have a strong visual hierarchy, a user's eye follows a predictable reading path. This path is culturally influenced, as it is connected to the standard reading direction of written text. In the Western world, two main left-to-right paths exist, which can be described as a Z and an F pattern. A designer has the opportunity to use visual hierarchy to reinforce these natural paths, or use visual characteristics to break such patterns so as to draw the viewer's attention to a focal point. Thus, the successful manipulation of this hierarchy empowers designers to lead users, quite literally, along a cleverly devised visual journey to a goal.